turned the ring over with shaking fingers.
Harry!
Katie's smoke-like silver shade shivered into being and stepped close. So close only a finger's width kept them apart.
I missed you so much.
I'm sorry, Harry whispered, holding his palm up before hers until the cool wisps of mist at the edge of her echo brushed his skin. I should have kept you safe.
I think it's better like this.
Katie's bright smile strained her lips and a sadness rose in her eyes.
I'm not in the way now. I didn't want to be in the way of you being happy.
Harry's heart wrenched and hot tears stung his eyes. You were never in the way.
But you have your perfect dream,
she murmured.
And I'm not part of it. Little by little, you would have left me behind until one day someone would have said my name. And you'd have realized it had been years since you'd even thought of me. And I could have lived with that. I just wanted you to be happy even if it wasn't with me, and you never thought of me again.
I will never forget you, Harry promised. Never. Tears trickled down her cheeks in slender silver lines.
You will. But now I don't have to watch.
Katie blinked her tears away and clutched at his arm, her hands fading through him.
Not unless you summon me and make me.
An awful emptiness clawed its way up inside, tightening its grasp on his heart, and tears slid down his face. I can't do this. I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Don't send me away,
Katie begged. Her fingers curled through his like smoke.
I don't want to leave you. Don't make me leave. Keep you with you just a little bit longer.
I have to say goodbye, Harry whispered. I can't bring you back. She closed her eyes and squeezed fresh tears from her lashes.
I wish I'd not ruined everything for us. I wish it more than anything.
Katie smeared her tears away with the heel of her hand and gave him a bittersweet smile.
We both know that wishes like that don't come true.
I don't want to say it. Harry pressed his fingertips to his ribs, smothering the breath in his lungs and snaring the words on his tongue. I don't think I can.
Then don't say it.
She stepped close until all he could see were her bright, silver eyes and tear-filled lashes.
I dreamt one day you'd kiss me,
she whispered.
But I knew you never would.
Her lips brushed through his, the faintest chill upon his skin, and the ring slipped from his fingers into the dirt.